Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
When he wants to go out, I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude.
8:10 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Well, that music means it's time for us to check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to present our Panther Pet of the Week, brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. We're proud to team up with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to help our furry friends find their forever home. Join us in partnering with the Humane Society and warm up to your new furry friend. Check out our weekly Panther Pet at the Humane Society's website or visit pantherhvac.com and click on Panther Pet. Panther Heating and Cooling, dedicated and committed to this great community since 1994, proudly offering train.
He don't play dead when I won't pet him. I want you to love me like my dog does, honey.
Once again, it's 8:11 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 64 degrees. It's time for us to bring in our good friend Mary Beth Knapp with our pets of the week that are up for adoption. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Hey, we've got some great pets to talk about today. We've got this cute little cat of the week, Philippa. I always ask, where do they get the names? I don't know, but they're cute as a button. But remember, with a lot of love and treats, you can change the name.
Yes, for sure.
So that's always good to know. This baby we estimate to be about 2 years old and came to us as a stray, unfortunately, but also fortunately. We would much rather have them be safe. Super loving, sweet, cannot wait to truly meet his forever people. He, like all of our babies, are neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, and tested. And he would love to be your one and only in the house. And keep in mind, with the right transition time, he could be with other cats. It's just a matter of doing the right timing. And that sometimes can be 2 weeks. That can be a month. It can be a little longer. Whatever he needs, that's what he gets. And that just means having a little safe place in another separate bathroom. This adorable dude, if he grabs your heart, again, it's Flippa. Give us a call at 803-802-0902. We'd love to get an appointment on the books and see if a connection's made. Then we've got the dog of the week. This is a repeat, but my God, look at those ears. Oh, my goodness. This gorgeous girl is Lagatha, and obviously she loves to walk. She is great with pictures. I mean, the pictures just show so much about her.
She looks like she's a little extra, a little diva with that flower collar around her neck.
Doesn't she?
But that's okay.
She handles it beautifully. She's stunning. She is got all these expressions on her face, and oh my gosh, the ears just say so much. She came in as well as a stray, and she has been with us about 16 weeks, if you can believe it. But what we've learned in those times, and we'd love to share that because that's our time where we really get to know our babies, is she loves her walks. Obviously, she is a muscle-bound little girl. And so she's got to get that energy out of her. She's expressionable and loves basking in the sun. She'll soak it in and close her eyes and just take in that sunshine. She's energized. She likes other dogs. She's about 40 pounds, which I think the pictures make her look a little bigger, so she's not so big. She's super eager to love and please you, which is great. However, she can get out of the yard. So she can't be left in the yard alone. She feels like you're rejecting her and she wants to just go find somebody else. So something to consider. And we estimate her age to be about 1 year and 7 months. Just like everyone else, she is spayed, being a girl, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. And she can barely contain herself to meet you. So if you just melt by her, please call us. You can give us a call at 803-802-0902, and we will get you on the books. Remember, everybody in the household needs to come to the appointments, and that's on purpose, just to make sure everyone's on board with the adoption process. And then we've got What's the Scoop at Paws. Oh, my goodness, there is kittens everywhere. They are in foster. They are in our facility. They are everywhere, and they are adorable. But, boy, does that mean a lot to us. So we appreciate the community's just joining in, giving needs of, like, supplies, fostering. My goodness, the more we get fosters, the more we can save lives. So consider becoming a foster. Consider dropping off some needs for us. We really appreciate it. And then just to mark your calendar, we did do an update on our online auction. We're going to do it in a couple weeks just so that we had a little more time to get some more items online for you to buy, 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 and all the dollars come to help our mission. So our rescue needs this week, clay litter, of course, Pine Sol, Lysol, we need some liquid detergent, bleach, and dog treats. So all that can be seen on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. And, of course, anything else related to a kitten, oh, my gosh, we'll take it because we are in need. So thank you in advance for your support.
Oh, Mary Beth, you're the greatest. Thank you so much. Thanks for the love you and these volunteers give these fur babies. And hopefully they'll find the right home this week. And if not, next week. And then we'll go from there.
Exactly. And thanks for spreading the word. Every bit helps.
Absolutely. You're the best. Thanks, Mary Beth.
Take care.
All right. Bye now.